You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November in 1998. This is issue number 164, and I'm your editor, Fred Vobey. If you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send it to me at 706 McKenzie, that's spelled M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio 45805-1835. And if you have any questions, you can reach me at 419-228-4199. However, allow a few days for a return call if I'm not in. And the fax number, by the way, is 419-221-1609. The holiday season is just around the corner, and I'd like to mention that if you'd like to give a gift that's kind of neat, why not give a gift of the DX Audio Service to someone? We have our program in place where if you give a gift of the DX Audio Service to a brand new member, you get 2 months added to your DX Audio Service subscription. So not only do you give a gift, but you get one as well. Sign up 2 members, that's 4 months. Sign up 3 members, that's 6 months. So give a gift of the DX Audio Service. Sign up a new member to us, and we'll give you a gift as well. All we need to have from you is the payment, which is detailed there at the front of the tape. And then, of course, be sure to send us the person's name, their address, city, state, zip, if possible, a telephone number or email address, just in case the post office pulls a fast one on us. And also indicate if you'd like them to receive a holiday card, along with the notification that they're now a member of the DX Audio Service. Give a gift of the DX Audio Service and give someone the power of information. Speaking of information, Paul Swearingen writes to us that we're still looking for a formats editor, a contest manager, and now a Targets DX editor, as Bruce Conti has regretfully tendered his resignation, citing duties for the DX Audio Service and his editorship with Popular Communications. Thanks for the years of service, Bruce, writes Paul. And if you'd like to become an editor of the formats column, or perhaps a contest manager or a Targets DX editor, be sure to send a notice to Paul Swearingen at DX News Magazine. And you can write to him at 2840 South East Illinois Avenue, Topeka, Kansas, 66605. And to be an editor for the formats column is fairly easy. All you have to do is just keep track of the information that members send to us, and then ever so often put a little column together detailing all the changes, all the format changes that people are sending in. Very easy job, and it's well worth the trouble because a lot of the members will appreciate the information.
This is the AM Switch. To contribute to the AM Switch, send any local observations of call letter changes, changes in operations, or other information to Jerry Starr, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512. Now, here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. We have two editions of the Switch this month. We'll start with reference number 437 and these call letter changes. On 810, KCHG in Somerset, Texas, changing to KSJL. 960, WJCM, Sebring, Florida, becomes WALC. 980, WOXC, Otsego, Michigan, becomes WAKV. On 990, KQSB in Santa Barbara, California, becomes KTMS. Also on 990, KWFT, Wichita Falls, Texas, changing to KTUB. 1010 KTUR, Tooele, Utah, changing to KIQN. 1190 WLAL, Cobble School, New York, becomes WXBH. 1200 WQDQ, Lebanon, Tennessee, this station not yet on the air. When they come on the air, if they ever do, they've been a CP for over 10 years now, they will have the call WKDA. 1290 KMRZ, San Bernardino, California, changing to KKDD. 1310 KARY, Prosser, Washington, becomes KZXR. 1320 WJJS, Lynchburg, Virginia, changing to WVGM. 1380 WBEL in South Beloit, Illinois, becomes WTJK. Also on 1380, KKWK St. Louis, Missouri, changing to KZJZ. 1400 WVNF in Alpharetta, Georgia, becomes WLTA. Also on 1300, KSPW Casper, Wyoming, changing to KQOL. 1410 WRCV Grand Rapids, Michigan, becomes WNWZ. 1430 WPES Ashland, Virginia, to WHAN. 1450 KSGI St. George, Utah, to KTSP. Also on 1450, the new station in Bayside, Virginia, has been assigned the sequential call WBHO. 1480 WBTS Bridgeport, Alabama, becomes WKEA. Also on 1480, KRRU Pueblo, Colorado, becoming KAVA. 1490 KDOS Laredo, Texas, changes to KLNT. 1530 KKCM Shakopee, Minnesota, becomes KSMM. And on 1600 WCWC in Ripon, Wisconsin, changing to WRPN. The rest of the new calls, these are expanded band stations, new stations that have received sequentially assigned calls on 1650 El Paso, Texas, KBIV, 1660 Charlotte, North Carolina, KBHE, 1680 Monroe, Louisiana, KBJE, and 1680 Ada, Michigan, WBHD. One application of interest on 1120 KCLE in Cleburne, Texas, would like to move to 1140 kilohertz. If so, they would have 850 watts in the daytime, 710 watts at night, directional antenna that's different day and night. And a grant of interest on 1220 KMVL in Madisonville, Texas, has received a grant for a synchronous transmitter in Huntsville, Texas. This transmitter would operate with 170 watts in the daytime, 11 watts at night, a non-directional antenna. And in otherness, a 910 WYLI Marietta, Ohio, this silent station is back on the air. 990 KTUB with the new call in Wichita Falls, Texas, has returned to the air. 1300 KKUB Brownville, Texas, this silent station has also returned. 1380 KRCM Beaumont, Texas, is back on the air. 1390 WAVP Avon Park, Florida, has gone silent. 1400 KIGO St. Anthony, Idaho, has returned. On 1410 WHBT Tallahassee, Florida, has gone silent. 1450 WGNC Gastonia, North Carolina, is back on the air. And on 1480 WKEA Bridgeport, Alabama, has returned to the air with that new call. Moving on to reference number 438 under call interchanges, we actually start with a non-change. On 630 in Reno, Nevada, KHIT was to have changed to KPTT, and at the same time on 1450, KPTT was to change to KHIT. As it turned out, these stations swapped formats, but they decided to not swap calls. So in Reno, Nevada, on 630, this call remains KHIT, and on 1450 in Reno, the call remains KPTT. Now some actual for real call interchanges on 860 WTEL. Hate to see that call go. That's a long-standing call in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They'll be changing to WWDB. 930 WZNN Rochester, New Hampshire becomes WGIN. 1190 WANN Annapolis, Maryland changing to WBIS. 1240 WROV Roanoke, Virginia becomes WGMN. 1340 KVOI Mojave, California, changing to KAVC. Also on 1340 WNHC New Haven, Connecticut, becomes WYBC. 1440 WRRO in Warren, Ohio, changing to WRBP. 1470 WQSN in Kalamazoo, Michigan, changes to WKLZ. 1540 WMYF in Exeter, New Hampshire will be WGIP. And on 1660, the new station in Kalamazoo, Michigan on the expanded band takes over the old call, WQSN. One grant of interest on 1320 in St. Constant, Quebec. New station will be 5,000 watts in the daytime, 3,000 watts at night, and a U4 antenna. That means different patterns day and night. Grants to existing facilities on 860 KARS in Berlin, New Mexico. They have been granted a synchronous transmitter which will run at night only with 100 watts in Albuquerque, New Mexico. 1330 CKLD in Thetford Mines, Quebec will be leaving the AM band. They've received a grant to move to 105.5 FM. 1340 KTIK Nampa, Idaho is granted a move to 1350 kilohertz, 5,000 watts in the daytime, 600 watts at night, directional nighttime only. This is actually a reissue of a construction permit that was issued several years ago and was allowed to run out. 1440 CFCP in Courtenay, British Columbia, they'll be moving to 98.9 FM. 1460 CKRB in St. George, Quebec. They'll also move to FM 103.3. And finally, in otherness, on 790 WRMS, Beardstown, Illinois has gone silent. 920 WKYD, Andalusia, Alabama, this station is silent, and according to an article in M Street Journal, the owners of this license have no plan to return it to the air or to sell the station, so that may be gone for good. 930 WYNA, Monroeville, Alabama, has returned to the air. 960 WEAB, Adamsville, Tennessee, license canceled, call deleted. 980 CBV in Quebec City, Quebec. This station is silent. They have permanently moved to FM. On 1030 WBNN in Union City, Indiana, this station is gone for good also. The owners have returned the license to the FCC for cancellation to allow for facility improvements at WNVR, the 1030 station in Vernon Hills, Illinois. 1030 WSFZ, Memphis, Tennessee, is silent. 1170 WKPE in Orleans, Massachusetts. This silent station has returned to the air. It has been donated to the University of Massachusetts, and they are operating it now. 1230 CJOK in Fort McMurray, Alberta, is silent. They have permanently moved to 93.3 FM. 1250 WKDX, Hamlet, North Carolina, has returned to the air. 1330 WFTO, Fulton, Mississippi, is silent. 1340 WYBC, New Haven, Connecticut, has returned to the air with that new call, now under the aegis of Yale University. 1370 KWNC, Quincy, Washington, has returned to the air. And on 1380 KMUS in Muskogee, Oklahoma, also has returned. 1550 WTYR, Soddy Daisy, Tennessee, the license is canceled and the call deleted. 1560 KJCC, Iowa City, Iowa, this station is silent. They have moved to 1630 kilohertz. As a matter of fact, the night before we recorded this, we heard their initial 1630 broadcast, and in Ohio, they sounded like a local station. On 1590 WKYZ in Gray, Kentucky, license canceled and call deleted. And a few other items in the expanded band on 1620 KSMH in Auburn, California, has announced it will begin operations November 1st, so that may be on the air by the time you hear this tape. 1630, we also covered KJCC Iowa City moving here. And on 1660 WQSN in Kalamazoo, Michigan, this new station is also back on the air. Before we leave you, a little bit of FCC confusion. Hard to believe, right? After a period of relative calm at the FCC, they have again suffered from some botched paperwork while processing the Tennessee renewals, and that resulted in the cancellation of licenses of three more stations that are still operating. Remember this happening before? Well, it's happened again. The three stations that were canceled by accident, 1090 WJKM Hartsville, 1110 WUAT Pikeville, and 1310 WDXI in Jackson. All these stations intend to remain operating on the air, although they are technically unlicensed until the FCC gets their paperwork corrected. The license for WPFD in Fairview, Tennessee was also canceled. We believe this station is also still operating, but so far have not been able to confirm that. And that wraps up AM Switch for another month. Now fasten your seatbelts. John Bowker is next, going to take us down the road in that big shiny motorhome. Here's John.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Man, I hope everybody had as good a summer as Linda and I did out on the road. Yeah, we picked up a few over 300 new radio stations for the collection and met an awful lot of nice people, and it was just a wonderful time in San Antonio. And we just won't go back over that again because all we can say are the wonderful things that happened. Oh, I do have an apology, particularly to Mark Marino. Mark, I don't know what happened to our microphone at that table we were all sitting at, but somehow it got switched on after you said your first name. So anyway, that was Mark Marino sitting with all the rest of us guys here in the DX Audio Service in San Antonio that day, and I'm sorry, fella. Oh, boy, what can I say? We're looking forward to next year already. Okay, we're going to continue our tour of the United States at this point with our dial set to 1520. You'll recall that we made it all the way to Toledo, Ohio last month. And today we'll start out by heading north into Michigan, right along the shores of Lake Michigan, in fact.
Enjoy yourself! Make whoopee! Buy her a coat, take her to a nightclub, borrow money. Not for me. I want to enjoy myself, too. I have fun, yeah! Yay! Whoopee!
Eddie Cantor, old banjo-eyes, stealing a tune that Guy Lombardo had a big, big hit on. Remember, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. If it's good, and if it's, maybe got a few whiskers on it, then we probably will run it through our jukebox Saturday and Sunday afternoon on WQWQ, Muskegon Heights, Michigan, on AM and FM.
Oh, he sounds That's like a great right. guy. What do you think? I love that guy. Here's another Michigan station at 1520.
This is WMLM St. Louis, Alma, Ithaca. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bob Hart. It has not given way yet, but a levee holding back floodwaters of the Des Moines River is very near the breaking point at Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, boy. And tucked into the southeast corner of Michigan?
At the 1520 spot on the AM dial, this is WIFC in Ypsilanti.
Okay, now we advance into the Hoosier State on our grand tour around the U.S. with 1520 on the dial.
This is WKVI, WKVI-FM in Knox, Indiana. It's 11 o'clock and time for AP News.
AP Network News. I'm Sandy Kozell.
And from that northwest Indiana town, just a few miles southeast, below Indianapolis.
This is WSBO Radio, Shelbyville, Indiana, bringing you complete election returns Tuesday following the 6 p.m. news.
And here's a cut from that station in 1994. This is provided by Dick Truax. Dick is treasurer of the NRC, by the way.
W-O-O-O, Shelbyville.
Good evening, I'm Jay Phillips for W3O News.
Okay, and into the land of Lincoln, they have a couple of 1520 stations, too.
WHOW AM and FM, the Corn Belt Broadcasting Company, Clinton, Illinois.
UPI Radio News, I'm Howard Dykus.
Okay, and up in the Rockford Market, just south of Wisconsin.
This is WRUV AM 1520 and WRUV FM 96.7, Loves Park, Rockford, Illinois, 11 o'clock, 80 degrees.
From ABC News, I'm Kate Jordan.
Okay, we're going to skip over Wisconsin on this trip. We're going to move directly into Minnesota.
KOLM Rochester with the best music of the 50s, 60s, and early 70s. We're your oldies channel.
Southward into the Hawkeye State.
This is KSIB, KITR-FM, Creston, Iowa. It is 11 o'clock on this Sunday morning. I'm time now for news from ABC.
Meanwhile, across the state...
Great music, great memories. This is AM 1520 KMPL in Sykeston.
The O.J. Simpson exercise video, shot less than 3 weeks before the murders took place, shown in court again today.
Oh, boy. We nabbed this next 1520 station back in 1991, right on I-10.
And join Hallmark Jewelers weekdays on Casey or Paul Harvey with news and comments.
K-A-C-Y Lafayette.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton.
And now about 100 miles east of San Antonio lies the little town of Hallettsville.
This is the Texas State News Network. I'm Jean Bissonnette.
It's local news you want, and it's local news we've got from all over the coastal plains in Texas. KYOC Oakham and KRJH Hallettsville.
Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock. Here at KRJH KYOC, this is Mary Behan, and I'll be here with you until about 7 o'clock this evening. Time right now for an update on the weather.
I'm glad I didn't have to count on her for the actual station break. KRJH, Hallettsville, Texas. Anyway, we come now to the dominant 1520 voice throughout all of the Midwest.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning to you, and thank you so much for listening to America's number one oldie station, KOMA, on a class reunion weekend.
K-O-M-A, AM-FM, Oklahoma City. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a minute here. Back in the 1970s, I taped KOMA from about 200 miles away, and I just love their jingle. Listen.
K-O-M-A, Oklahoma City.
Now, do you remember that theme from the Broadway play Oklahoma? Oh, good grief. Well, okay, trust us. There, that came from the Broadway play Oklahoma. In fact, let's head up to one of Fred Vobey's favorite places, Engine Territory.
1520 KJIA Sioux Falls. King Jesus is alive.
USA Radio Network News, this is Kim Taylor.
Okay, remember 1993? This is how that station sounded back there.
Good evening, you're in tune to Clean Air Radio, 1520 KCGN Sioux Falls.
Our thought for today, the most rewarding end in life is to know that life never ends.
And at the eastern end of North Dakota, just outside the Grand Forks Market...
How much is that dog in the window? I do hope that doggie's for sale.
Patty Page on KMAV, how much is that doggie in the window? Proudly serving in the Red River Valley, this is KMAV 105.5 FM, 1520 AM, Mayville.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nahn. Blunt criticism today of the federal government.
Ooh, freedom of speech wins again. Now, let's see. We would have had to drive for 2 days back in 1994 to get to this next 1520 station.
KAMX, Albuquerque, Santa Fe.
Good afternoon, it's just after 3 o'clock. I am Scott Kerr on Mix 107.9, playing today's fresh music. Here's Janet Jackson with If.
Oh, good heavens. With sounds like that, we can understand why they changed call signs in 1995.
Great music for great kids. Radio YSL is Promise of the New Day by Paul Abdul.
I'm Six Franklin playing great music for great kids. You're listening to KDZZ AM 1520 Albuquerque Radio Hour.
And we all know what happened to Radio Oz. We're hoping to get a new recording from that station sometime soon because they've changed call signs once again. But, meantime, we're California bound.
KTRO, Fort Wyoming, Oxnard, Santa Barbara. Radio Tio.
I have to interrupt to tell you how they pronounce, how they spell Port Huenemi. I'm going to have to play that ID again. Anyway, it's H-U-E-N-E-M-E. And as in all the words in Hawaii, for instance, you pronounce every letter. Huenemi, Port Huenemi, California. Ah, well. Up a little bit to the north, just outside the San Francisco Bay Area.
This is KMPG 1520, Hollister. Sintonizas KMPG, Radio Bonita. Hollister, Gilroy, Watsonville.
Okay, and our last stop on this 1520 tour of the U.S. this month is in Oregon, and appropriately in Oregon City. It's really a near suburb of Portland.
The Advertising Council reminds you that our strength, our progress, depend on our diversity.
Sports Radio 1520, KFXX, Oregon City, Portland sports leader.
Well, now, that finishes up our 1520 trip across this beautiful country. But while we're on the West Coast, I sort of hate to have to deadhead it all the way back to Florida for a month. So what do you say we set our dials at 1530 and follow the tracks of Mark Durenberger, who was out in California just a few months ago.
This is the Associated Press Station of the Year. The 50,000-watt voice of Chancellor Media. This is News Talk 1530. KFBK.
KFBK, Sacramento.
ABC News.
In fact, back in 1993, Wayne Heinen, who puts out that terrific NRC log for us every October. Okay, you got your 1999 book yet? You oughta. Wayne Heinen was traveling through Colorado, not too far from his home. He got up toward Colorado Springs and taped this for us.
This is KCMN AM 1530 Colorado Springs. The news this hour brought to you by GRV. CNN News Center in Atlanta. I'm Stan Case.
You know, he had the same trouble we did. Linda and I were out that way. We were only about 20 miles from Colorado Springs, and could I get a clean shot at KCMN? No way. So, anyway, thanks very much, Wayne. That was a nice contribution. Not only that, but here's another one we tried a little too hard for.
They don't play them like that anymore. They don't. We do. Right here on AM 1530, KHAT, Lincoln.
I don't know. We ought to be able to get the Nebraska State Capitol Station better than that. From Lincoln, we went due south into Oklahoma.
PM, right here on Sports Radio.
Sports Radio is 640 AM WWLS, Moore, Norman, Oklahoma City, 1530 AM KXTD, Wagner, Tulsa, Muskogee, and 1320 AM KXOL, Clinton, Weatherford.
And if we even go further south, down toward Austin...
WTR, Creedmoor, Austin.
weather forecast for the Austin area is calling for cloudy skies through much of the morning.
That was in 1995, and in 1998, slight change in format and call letters.
Kakukua, KQQA, Creedmoor.
La Nueva Austin.
And way back in 1994, we went down by the Rio Grande River.
I'm in it.
This is KGBT, Harlingen, McAllen, Brownsville, 1530 on your radio dial.
A esta hora, KGB de Radio presenta Despacho Jurídico 1530.
And our final stop in Texas was up near the Louisiana border.
Your Christian Broadcasting Station, KNBO, 1530 AM, coming out of New Boston, Texas, the heart of Bowie County.
I'm going back to the place where I first...
Well, we're partway back east at 1530 on the dial, and we'll finish up the trip all the way to Auburn, Maine. Our next edition, that'll be for the month of December. Good heavens, already 1998. Okay, let's see. What do you say we switch up to Nashua, New Hampshire now for the DX Digest? Here's Bruce Conte.
Hello, DXers. I'm Bruce Conte, and this is the DX Digest. Mark Conley was in Newfoundland for the start of the major medium-wave de-expedition of 1999 and filed a preliminary report. But first, I talked to John Wagner, technical consultant at Universal Radio, about antennas and receivers, especially for apartment or condo residents in a non-antenna-friendly environment.
There's some very simple and effective hotel and apartment type of antennas. Not expensive, made through the use of a preselector like an MFJ 1045C or a 1020B is my favorite. But today I was demoing some RF systems, EMT or electromagnetic transfer travel antennas. They're about 15 foot long. They have a ferrite rod on one end to pick up the medium wave to 2 megahertz. And then they have about 15 feet of wire that you can run in front of a window. And it's fed through a ballon, which makes it quite of a nice, quiet antenna for a low 150 or that class, an SW8 or a Frig 100 type receiver. It's just a very good, convenient to use shortwave listener antenna. The literature will tell you that they'll tune from 100 kilohertz on up. RF Systems makes several other devices, ferrite couplers. There is a AA1. And a AA2. The AA2 I travel with a lot. It's about a 6-inch ferrite rod encapsulated in PVC. It has an SO239 on one end, and it has a couple little plug-in jacks on the other end. It is very versatile, and you can hook it up to any antenna wire or loop antenna and really tune clear down into the VLF ranges. It's a very handy. It's not the only ferrite rod coupler available, but it's not expensive and it works quite well. I've never found a receiver that I didn't like. And I think for a person to start out with a Sangean 909 is an excellent beginner receiver. It has all the bands that you need to tune. It's easy to learn. It's pre-programmed with 100 and some memories already. But really, any receiver, portable, for $80 to $120, you can get an excellent used receiver. Learn how to use a preselector, learn how to use wire, learn how to control RF, and then you'll be able to operate any receiver later on. You won't have a lot of money invested, and you'll learn more with a cheap receiver because it takes more work to control the RF for a good signal. And it's hard to get people to understand that you need antennas for every radio, but a cheap Sangean 803 or the Sangean 818 all are good. If somebody has trouble with one, I would show them the Wagner Secret used preselector antenna trick. 20 foot of wire in front of a window and you hear anything they can on a big receiver.
John Wagner, technical consultant at Universal Radio. Mark Conley said in this report from the first weekend of the Newfoundland Canada D-Expedition, his report starts out, "I had an excellent time in the few days I spent at this year's Capahaydon Newfoundland D-Expedition, DXing with two of the most talented in the hobby, Jean Brunel and Neil Kazros. Talking to these accomplished masters in person was every bit as enjoyable as the actual dial twisting. Jean, Neil, and Mark had been the team for the very first Newfie D-Expedition back in 1991. Band conditions were only what Mark called ordinary during the brief time he visited the DXN, with a total of 53 countries logged. Jean and Neil had logged a number of additional countries before Mark left. A highlight of the trip was meeting Jean's family, who ventured down Saturday evening. Neil stayed until Monday, October 5th. Werner Funkenhauser, Al Merriman, and John Fisher were expected to be arriving later for the remainder of the D-Expedition. Some interesting unidentified stations teased the D-Expeditioners. They'll probably be solved by the conclusion of the D-Expedition. 962 kHz offered a Het guess to be Paracou, Benin, or Mogadishu, Somalia. A 1206 kHz Portuguese-speaking African was thought to be either Angola, X1200 kHz, or Mozambique. Other stuff, a weak Het on 1429, and a cluster of jammers in the 1542 to 1546 area, the strongest at 1542.25 kHz. Angola X1114.9 kHz is now on 1116. Senegal is believed to be the present dominant station on 1286. In years past, both Cameroon and Senegal were on this channel. Current and recent logs of 1286 unidentified stations and tentatives have most likely been Senegal. Guinea is still there on 1385.93 kHz and shouldn't be hard to hear at U.S. coastal sites. Logged at Stage Fort Park in Gloucester, Massachusetts a couple of years back, just after sunset. The pre-sunset and sunset periods were prime time for Africans. The Brazil beverage provided good reception of these and offered some reduction of interfering European signals. BBC Lesotho was presumably the source of a monster pre-sunset open carrier on 1197, noted on the Brazil beverage. However, audio wasn't noted. As it started to get darker, some DXers concentrated on Europeans, especially UK locals. Others homed in on the proliferation of Brazilians boiling in on the 1 kilometer beverage pointed in that direction. Middle East and Eastern Mediterranean reception came on like gangbusters about 0 to 2 hours UTC. The 1566 anti-Iraq clandestine blasted in, and Iran was heard behind. Several 1566 Arabic music logs during the summer, including the reception at the Rowley, Massachusetts DX Clams outing, were undoubtedly the clandestine, based in Kuwait, per some reports. This station has also been noted on 1584, 1559, and other frequencies in recent months. A real surprise was the phenomenal strength of Rhodes on 1494 kilohertz between 0 hours and 0 hours 30 minutes UTC. Parallel Greek stations on 1512, 1386, and 981 also had good signals. USDXers should be able to receive these as we move toward winter. Conditions got less interesting after 3 hours UTC, although there were still some good Argentinian and Brazilian signals there for the taking, along with Europeans. Obviously, still a lot of good unlogged DX available for the DXers who had not yet arrived at Capahaydon. With a bit of ionospheric cooperation, 100 or more country total wouldn't be out of the question. That report from Mark Conley, who attended the first few days of the Newfoundland Canada D-Expedition. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73, and good DX.
Emanating live from the playback head of your cassette deck, this is the DX Audio Service.
And as usual, another great report from Bruce Conti. Thank you very much, Bruce. Now let's switch it over to our sports editor with a report on sports.
And greetings, DXers. Mark Marino and I were glad to meet some of you at the NRC convention and hope to meet more of you in the future. Gee, what a season of thrills in Major League Baseball in 1998. The New York Yankees had a terrific season in the American League, winning 114 games and losing just 48, just short of the Major League record. And by the time you hear this, hope to advance the World Series again. It was really something to hear the Cardinals network this year on both WMBD in Peoria, Illinois, and KMOX in St. Louis, and appreciate first baseman Mark McGwire as he made baseball history with his record 70 home runs and 147 RBI and .299 average this season out of 158 hits and 162 bases on balls as the St. Louis Cardinals finished 83-79. I'm a White Sox fan personally, and they finished good at 80-82 despite a poor start and hit a record 198 home runs for the team, and Albert Bell set a team record hitting 49 of them plus 48 doubles. And the Cubs, well, they had an up-and-down season, but did finish good enough with Sox reject of 6 years ago, Sammy Sosa, who hit a team record 66 home runs and 158 RBIs for the erratic Cubs, who did make the wild card berth. When the fall Arbitron ratings come out later in October, I'm going to be checking the team stations to see how well the listeners fared this year. Anyway, a little prodding this month from our friend Mark Marino. I've got some college football information and a pro football update. And I want to thank Tom Rothrock of Hagerstown, Maryland, and Al Zabalaga of Gainesville, Florida, for their updates. Here we go. The Arkansas Razorbacks will be on 30 AM and 40 FM stations, mostly in Arkansas, plus one each in Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Mississippi. The announcers are Paul Eels and Rick Schaefer, and a few of the stations are 610 KARV, 670 KWXI, 690 KEWI, 710 KAPZ, 730 KSUD, 800 KAGH, 860 KWRF, 900 KHOZ, 970 KCFO, 980 KCAB, and 1030 KFAY, and 1100 KKLL. The Auburn Tigers announcers Jim Fife and Charlie Trotman and Paul Ellen. They had no flagship listed here as mentioned, but I believe it's 1230 WAUD in Auburn. They run 32 AM and 32 FM stations. Some of them, 610 WVTJ in Florida, 630 WJDB, 690 WJOX, 730 WUMP, 740 WMSP, 770 WVNN, 780 WZZX, 970 WTBF, and 80 WKLF, 990 WEIS, and 1110 WBIB. The Baylor Bears out of Waco, Texas, and their flagship, 1460 KKTK. The announcers, John Morris and Dave Hatchett, 16 AM stations and 1 FM. A few of the AM, 550 KCRS, 700 KSEV, 820 WBAP, 940 KIXE, and 1160 KENS in San Antonio. Clemson Tigers, based at 104.9 WCCP in Clemson. Their announcer is Jim Epley. That's Jim Phillips and Mike Epley, excuse me. 8 AM stations and 15 FM. Some of the AM, 550 WDON, 980 WBZK, 1270 WBHC. The Georgia Bulldogs. Their base station is 750 WSB Atlanta. The announcers Larry Munson and Scott Howard. 48 AM and 31 FM stations will do the broadcast, a few of them. 550 WDUN, 580 WGAC, 610 WCEH, 620 WTRP, 630 WBMQ, besides the monster WSB in Atlanta. The Kansas State Wildcats, their base station is 580 WIBW in Topeka, and their announcers, Greg Sharp and Stan Weber. We have a station listing of 23 AM and 14 FM, some of the others. Our 690 KGGF, 810 WHB, 860 KKOW, 990 KRSL, and 1030 KBUF. The Michigan Terrapins. Their base station is 1090 WBAL in Baltimore. The announcer is Johnny Holiday and Ken Brew, 11 AM and 1 FM station. Some of the others, 930 WFMD, 930 WTGM, 970 WAMD, and 980 WTEM. The Michigan State Spartans. Out of East Lansing, their flagship station, 1240 WJIM. The announcers, George Blaha, Larry Bielett, and Ike Griffin. And 20 AM and 9 FM stations will do the broadcasts. A few of them, 590 WJMS, 850 WKBZ, 930 WBCK, 1110 WJML, 1250 WKNX, 1270 WXYT. Texas Longhorns, based at 1300 KVET in Austin, which unfortunately I couldn't hear down at the convention. Their announcers, Bill Shaning and Craig Way. 18 AM and 5 FM stations will do the broadcast. A few of the others, 600 KROD El Paso, KTBB in Tyler, 600 KILT Houston, 860 KFST, 1150 WTAW, 1190 KLove in Dallas, and 1200 WOAI San Antonio. And if you have any others, we'll get them in DX News, and I'll put them on in an issue from now. Okay, quick NFL update here as time permits. The Baltimore Ravens, 14 a.m. and 5 FM stations. The announcers, Scott Garceau, Tom Matte. The flagship, 101.9 WLYF, and a few of the others, 670 WVNS, 820 WXTR, 910 WSBA, 960 WTGM. Next, the Carolina Panthers, based out of 1110 WBT in Charlotte, the announcers, Gary Valancourt, Brett McMillan, Roman Gabriel, and Bill Rosinski. They are on 48 AM and 31 FM stations. The Dallas Cowboys, based out of 103.7 KVIL in Highland Park, suburban Dallas, their announcers, Dave Garnett, Babe Laufenberg, and Doug Ducey. And they are on 39 AM and 25 FM stations across the dial. The big one, 1200 WOAI. The Jacksonville Jaguars, I've been told, 600 WOKV and 96.9 WKQL with Brian Sexton and Matt Robinson. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I believe my memory tells me, is on WQIK 99.5. It's Gary Dekaroff and company will do the broadcast. One minor note from DX News, the Pittsburgh Steelers flagship station 1250 WTAE has been changed to WEAE. They switched the T to an E, so it's EAE. That's different. Okay, or others, their broadcasts on the FM. Oh, well. The Green Bay Packers, flagship 620 WTMJ, which covers Wisconsin pretty well, but they still have 39 AM and 31 FM stations doing the broadcast with Jim Irwin, Max McGee, and Larry McCarron. The Kansas City Chiefs, based out of 101.1 KCFX in Harrisonville, Missouri, has a network of 39 AM and 33 FM with Mitch Holtius, Len Dawson, Bill Grigsby, and Bob Gretz. Next, the New England Patriots on the 1998 WBCN Patriots Rock Radio Network, based at 104.1 WBCN in Boston, 35 AM and 20 FM stations. And the final team is the Tennessee Oilers, based at 104.5 WGFX in Gallatin, suburban Nashville, with Joe McConnell and Jeff Van Note. The stations are in Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Missouri. Winding up this report, I got some stations here for the Canadian Football League. For those interested, the British Columbia Lions, 980 CKNW, Calgary Stampeders, 770 CHQR, Edmonton Eskimos, 630 CHED, 900 CHML for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The Montreal Alouettes in English, 800 CHAD, and in French on 104.1 CFCZ. The Saskatchewan Roughriders, 980 CKRM, and the Toronto Argonauts, 640 CHOG, and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, 680 CJOB. I'll be back in the month of November with the National Hockey League lineups, and maybe there will be an NBA this year. We don't know. They're in lockout status right now, so that's up in the air. So whatever new comes my way, I'll pass along to you, and we'll see you in November, and happy trick-or-treating, friends. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Ken, for that valuable information. Appreciate it. Thank you. Before we flip over to side two of this tape, I got a couple of announcements. First of all, the annual Ray and Arlene Aruda get-together will take place at 47 Burt Street, Acushnet, Massachusetts, starting at noon on Saturday, November the 21st. It's just a get-together of DXers and people in that area. Also, editor Ken McHarg is about ready to start accepting submissions again for his Confirmed DXer column. After November 1st, you may send them to him at 186 Northeast 109th Street, Miami Shores, Florida, 33161-7042, or via the internet at 112047.3007 at CompuServe.com. And it sounds like the skip's coming in on the scanner, so I'm going to check out 2 meters and 6 meters, and we'll be back with side two in just a moment.